Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, drum.
People in our societies out there, in our communities,
and pray for good health, you know. Always look up, noticing on Facebook how some people, you know, they're having a hard time with health and different, and most of us are, you know. Prayers for everybody, you know, like one guy was talking about, you know, he had a stroke and he never thought about how easy it was to just, you know, used to just get up, jump out of bed and go and do things, you know. People take that all for granted. And I've been in situations, broke my leg and had to crawl, you know. I mean, and got all overweight, could barely walk, and still have issues. But there's people out there that are healthy, and I'm happy that a lot of things I quit doing, I quit while I was healthy. I didn't wait till I was all tore up to quit doing it, you know, like smoking. I seen one guy smoking, you know, all, you know, smoking cigarettes, you got to be careful, especially those guys who think pot is pejuta, you know. It is pejuta, some form or another, but nothing is good to be blowing in your lungs 10 hours a day of your life, you know, sitting around. That isn't good. Your lungs ain't adapted for that, you know. So I'm just, you know, give you some warning, you know, do what you want. But when it comes down, and like they say, when the poop hits the fan, remember. You know, a lot of you do it to yourself. I did a lot of things to myself when I was young, getting high, everything, and I'm glad I quit. But even though I quit, I think a lot of these things still affect me and are still a hindrance to my health on this day and time, you know, because I don't think that you totally get rid of everything, you know. I think, you know, once you destroy a part of you, it's hard to make it grow back. So just wanted to mention that to you about our health, you know, and take better care of yourself. And you know, I was looking at on the East Coast, there's hurricanes, all kinds of monster stuff coming down over there, you know. People are Oshika and everything, you know. Then on the West Coast in Venice Beach, some of my bros and them, they're having a big wedding out at the beach, you know, cooking. One side of the ocean was having hell, the other side of the ocean, they was having paradise, you know. I was looking at it because of the hurricanes going on. These guys on this side were on a whole different trip there, down there in Santa Monica Beach and all that. And I'm going to turn it over to Tashi in a second. I just wanted to go through a couple things because, you know, I was looking at these Mexicans. They were all proud that how in 1794, the map of Mexico went all the way up to Oregon and Washington, and went east all the way Mississippi River, down Louisiana and over into Florida. These Mexicans are all proud of what Mexico used to be. But they don't stop and think that before that, 1794, before Columbus got here, there was none of that there. And these lands were not owned by no government. All the Turtle Island wasn't owned by no government, had no government authority, and it was all shared by the people. Shared. People didn't have the logic of owning land, you know. Just like Crazy Horse said, one cannot sell or, you know, own the land one walks on, you know. And, you know, just thought I'd mention that, you know, to appreciate the land we walk on right now. It doesn't matter how much cement or anything under it, underneath it, that's still Mushimat Khan, you know. And the January 6th rioters are still getting convicted and crying around. And one guy lost his wife, his job. He can't have firearms. But in their pictures, pictures that they have for evidence, boy, these guys are sure looking tough with their Trump hats, with their beards, you know, really looking tough in the White House. But now it's time to beg. Now it's time to suck ass. I would never do that. You know, I would never sacrifice my dignity, you know, for nothing. Anyway, I'm going to right now, and then we'll get back to some more things coming up, you know, culture appropriation, you know, and how the Washitu is threatening, accusing like Mexicans of committing crimes. But yet, the prison system, just the federal prison system, there's 90,000 whites, 60,000 blacks, 20-something thousand Mexicans, 5,000 Indians, and 4,000 others, you know, like Asians and stuff like that, you know. It probably isn't right, correct, but I do know one thing. When I was in prison, whites and blacks were the main population. San Quentin, there was like 2,000 whites, 1,500 blacks, like 300 Mexicans, and the Mexicans still ran the joint, you know. And then there was a few Indians, you know. You know, just, you know, when people start accusing other cultures of all the crimes, remember who's sitting in that prison, white boys and black boys. All right, Tanshi, go ahead. You can take it over.
I would say a prayer before we get started here.
People, I don't know how Mexicans can be so proud of Mexico, you know, when the Spaniards ran that place, you know, the Spaniards abused them, you know, murdered them.
Yeah.
They were all Indians, you know, before. They were indigenous people,
yeah.
You know.
See, that's what bothers me, Tanshi, is that they say Mexican. That's a Spaniard. It's like the people we call Yesca back home, you know, or the half-breeds. See? Mexicans, yeah. Are that's what they are. It's a Spaniard. It's a part of England. Spain is a part of England. They've always been, you know. That's why Columbus had a dealing with those people.
The word Mexico is actually derives from a native word, you know.
Yeah.
But the Mexicans take it to a whole new level, you know, and they call Spanish. I speak in my language, they say, you know. Then they talk in European, you know.
And when they say Mexico, you know, that own this, that means all the Spaniards, the conquistador, whatever they want to call those people. That's
yeah.
before they came around, it wasn't like that. It was all native land, like you were saying. Everybody understood, yeah. And they shared it. See, yeah, and that's the problem with these guys.
Who owned it before they came? Nobody owned it. We all just shared it. We just lived on it. We didn't have that logic of owning this or owning that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over there and hunt. So we go over there and hunt. I'm going to go over there and fish. So we go over there and fish. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over here and pick cherries or plums. You know, that's, you know, it was just how it was. The logic of the indigenous people wasn't owning the land. The logic of the indigenous people was to live on it, share it, and just love it, you know?
You know, that was, you know, we looked at the earth like our mothers. You know, it fed us.
Yeah.
It took care of us. So basically, that's why it's Mother Earth. It supplied for us what we needed, not what we wanted, what we needed. When the Washita or the Spaniards, those people came, that's when they started saying, oh, this is my territory. They start fencing things off, start claiming. Before then, it wasn't like that. The earth wasn't, it's not here for anybody to own. It belongs to the future generations. It don't belong to us. So this greed that these Washitas and these Spaniards or whatever, that's all greed. It has to do with greed. You know, they don't understand that. It takes care of us if we take care of it. And then right now, like California is in bad shape. You know, we're in real bad shape here. Another couple of years of drought, these people are going to be drinking mud because there's going to be no water over here. And what are they going to do? There's going to be a big exodus of California and these desert lands because there's going to be no water. And scientists are already telling people that. But yet people don't listen. There's plenty. No, there isn't, you know. Look at all the pollution that they're creating. And they're polluting. It ain't slowing down. It's, as a matter of fact, the more people there is, the bigger it gets. And, you know, like I was saying, that's what I was saying about Obama. Back in the day, he could have helped the Indians protect the water, but he chose the Washita. He chose to destroy, see. And that's how it all has to do with greed. I don't know what he got paid or which Washita we had to send his way, but they sure messed his mind up. You know, he had opportunity to help indigenous people, and he didn't. You know, there was all kinds of people up there trying to protect that water. Even white people were there. But yet, what did they do? You know, and there's a Hassapa, or black man in the White House. What does he do? That's basically what it is. He was living in the White House, so he was white. See, he sided with the white man. Now, we're in big trouble here in California. You know, that's one of the predictions, is that someday water is going to be worth more than the gold. Because everybody needs water to live. Everybody. I don't care who they are. And they said that water is going to be worth more than gold. And there's going to be a lot of death when there's no water. Think about that. But yet, these guys want to fence stuff off. They want to dig for gas, run these pipes, pollute, you know, do all these things. It takes a lot of water to do that stuff. And they're destroying it. So basically, they're destroying themselves. And they don't care because to them, they don't have to deal with it, and they're rich in their lifetime. That's how they look at it. You know, they don't think about the future generation. They don't think about that little kid, you know, coming 100 years down the line. See, that's what Sitting Bull, when the allotment came out, they lied about Sitting Bull. That's what got him killed. Crazy Horse, all of them. Lies got them killed. And yet people still doing it today. Like, you know, look at our tribal councils. Now they're having an election. How many of these people running for office are going to use the elderly and the young kids again? And when they get in there, ain't none of it going to get done. It's been like that since way back since I could remember. And since my dad talked about it. So it goes back further than 34. You know, 34 on, there's nothing good. You know, it's a bunch of lies. And we're still living those lies. Make all these false promises. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Then you have these guys. Oh, I want a treaty. I want the treaty. Remember, when your tribe is involved in it, that's when it's a win for your people. That self-win, that, yeah, you might have used the treaties, but you did it for yourself. You could brag all you want, but what about your cousin coming down the line? They're going to expect him to have a license. They're going to expect him to have, and he's going to get fined for it. He's going to have to pay a fine. You might not have to because you beat him in court, but yet your cousin has to do the same thing you did because you didn't do it for your people. This is what's going on out there. You know, we don't own this land. You know, it owns us. All we are is just a little part of it, small part of it. But people don't see that. Oh, this is mine. That's mine. You know? No, it's you know, like Tosh said, we shared it at one time. We understood. Because that's why we call it Mother Earth. It supplied for us. It gave us what we needed. And that's how we got along. Nobody owned the dirt that they walked on. It was shared and enjoyed by everybody because there was plenty to go around. These cotton fields, these tobacco fields, that's how it started with these Washichus. They got greedier and greedier as time went along because of those Washichus overseas buying stuff. And that's why I say, what gives a woman a right to sell land here in America that don't even belong to her? But yet they all Louisiana purchase. What the hell? You can purchase Louisiana, the rest of that land, it don't even belong to her. And who now purchased it? Whoever bought it, they bullshitted him. That's like the other guy selling the London Bridge back to the people from London. But yet, that's how it is today. And they have all our people buffaloed into believing that, you know. Oh, we, you know, we're trying to be Washichu. You know, that's not how it works. See, look at what's going on now. You know, guy puts a bunch of, you know, I felt bad for these little kids that they put on these planes to ship them to that vineyard, that Martha's Vineyard. That man was cruel. He took people out of Texas, took them to Florida, and shipped them over there. He didn't give a rat's ass about those little kids. There's a woman there that had a newborn kid. He didn't care about that newborn kid. Now look at what happened to him. And now he's going to have to eat crow, see? He's going to have to suck eggs, that guy. You know, he was a badass until this happened to him. Look at all of Florida. Now he's begging, you know? All the people he was putting down. I wonder how he feels now. You know. You know. I look at it. It did him some good. Maybe it'll open his eyes. Maybe he'll have some compassion after this. I hope so, anyway. Because that little kid, he sure didn't show it to that little baby.
I don't know much about. You know, sometimes little things slip my radar, and I don't know much about that story. I understand that they shipped a bunch of immigrants over there and to do this and that. What I was wondering, though, was most of these immigrants weren't able to go no place, and I thought they were looking at this as an opportunity to, you know, for a little more freedom to go over there. I didn't know the whole story, but by the way, I wanted to say hello to Red Hair Crow in Berlin tuning in on the chat, you know, so good morning over there. It's probably, I don't know what time it is over there in Berlin, but probably 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 a.m. in Berlin, so he's up early, probably sipping Java. Anyway, you know, they handle humans like like you were saying, they handle humans like eggs, you know. And he said it's gonna be 5:30 a.m. So they handle humans like shipping
like
eggs around us. Yeah, like livestock. And you know, those people when they come up here from the south, you know, I don't even know why they get stopped, blocked, and locked up, you know. But you know, the picture, you look at the smaller picture and look at as how it grows, you know, it's just like our tribal leaders, you know, like once you open the door for something, that's hard to stop. Like 30 years ago, our judges were just normal elderly men, Lakota men. And then they opened the door for, you know, saying that they need to have degrees. And the tribal council and people agreed with that. Now that it happened, there's no getting away from it. They're stuck. Once we turn Washichu and start turning American, we're stuck. And then you go to the bigger picture, the American political system. You know, them judges like that guy, I don't know what he is, that shipped those guys over there. These people, like you said, they're election time right now. And they all get on there, same way with Indians, and lie, 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 promise, promise, promise about what they're going to do. And some of these guys been there before, you know. And what did they do before? I don't see anything better in the last 40 years of any of these people. I don't know how anybody could call Obama a better president than Trump, you know. I don't know how anybody could, they're all equal. Trump, Obama, Bush, all of them. Even, what's his name? Jimmy Carter and all of them, you know, that they say Mala. They're all the same. Ain't nothing changed, nothing better. Just one's a bigger mouth than the other, but they were all liars. And nothing got better. It got worse that you can't stop it. When we were young on the reservations, we had skating rinks. We had little movie theaters. I mean, go to the gym, watch movies, you know, eat popcorn. We had more activities. All these things are gone. There's nothing no more.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing. And these tribal leaders coming out making promises, what are they? They act like they didn't live when we had it good. You know? You know, some of these people don't realize we got it bad now. And those Americans out there don't realize how bad they got it. You know? And just like this hurricane that came through, you know, them insurance companies, the minute it hit, they filed for bankruptcy. You know what I mean? some slick pecker was bad. Oh, said, let's file for bankruptcy right now while we can, you know. And, you know, they did it, and people are crying about that. But look at, bro, here's what gets me. When we say something about the res conditions, what does a white man say? Well, if you don't like it, get off the res and work like every other American. If you don't like it, get away. Go over there. Rah, rah, rah. You guys are just bitching. But what about this hurricane? If they don't like it, why don't they go to England? Why don't they go to France? They ain't got hurricanes there. Why don't they get the F out of here and quit crying about their insurance? Quit crying about their fancy beach house that they lost. Why don't they do that? Why don't they jump on the ship? All that money they spent on their fancy-ass beach house, Why don't they buy a ticket and get the hell out of here? You know, they're the ones saying, well, why don't we move off the rest? Well, we don't need to move off the rest. This is our homeland. We're home. You know, we're there for the people. We're manning the fort. You know, what are they manning? They ain't manning the damn thing. The only one manning their fort is old millionaires sitting in Washington, D.C., calling all the shots, you know. Those Supreme Court justices and all that who have the authority to do the most simplest task, sign a paper, let Leonard Peltier go, sign a paper and activate those treaties they promised. You know,
yep.
They got the simplest task to do and they can't do it. You know, but our people sit around in adoration of these people. Indians
yep.
on Facebook. You look at them on Facebook, they're proud to act like they're Americans, you know. They're proud to say, yeah, we're kicking ass over here. We're doing this. We're in outer space, you know. We're going to outer space, you know. We're these Indians, you know. Oh, yeah, we got the best military. They ain't even in, you know. you go down the res and you see these guys flying the American flag because they live in a nice BIA house. But you go down the road and there's poor Indians in beat-up houses, you know.
Yeah.
I was talking to you the other day about Lex Sheet Crow Dog, you know,
yep.
how people get rich just using his name, just by
yep.
saying they know Crow Dog, or he's my uncle, when they have no blood relation to him. He's my brother. They have no blood relation to him. But his own blood children live on the res without homes. You know, nobody
yep.
cares about them. They're living down there by the river. Cooking on an open fire, living in the cold, you know, in sheds
Aww.
And stuff, you know, but who cares
yep.
about them, you know, who cares about them? But as soon as summer comes, here they show up, big old crew cab pickups, big RVs, big fancy tents, you know, all this stuff to show off to each other what they got. You know, walk around, act arrogant, sit in those camps and say, this is vegetarian camp. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
You know, this is vegetarian food over here, you know. And, you know, you look at that and you say, what the hell? You know, and they just take advantage of every damn thing, you know. And
it's
then
true.
You see these other guys over there inviting them over, making them all chiefs, you know, making chiefs out of non-Lakota and all that, you know, and you know. Every summer it's the same. These people show up in their big fancy equipment, their big fancy stuff, and then they start bossing Indians around. They start treating Indians like crap, you know. We're over there feeding one time, and some white guy came over and just started digging in our food, tasting it, flavoring it. So, hey, man, we didn't even pray with this yet. Hey, I pitched in $3,000 to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what's going on, you know. And I get tired of that stuff. And these Lakotas that do that, and then they blame Crow Dog. I don't blame Crow Dog because I seen what happened. You know, people just start taking advantage and coming and coming and coming, and they don't stop. Pretty soon it ain't him, inviting them. It's somebody else, you know, going over and saying, here, you know, giving them opage. They don't understand the power of opage and why we do that. But these people are abusing this right of opage and using that to get in the door. It's a shame. But like I said, I got relatives living down by the river, you know, with no home, just living out in the elements, you know. Has a trailer house, not even level, just sitting there tilted sideways. They live in that when it's cold, you know. And when it's warm, they live outside. You know? And, you know, having water buckets and all that, you know. And there's, but everybody else connected to that family is living good, you know. And I seen them all year long, our people, you know, driving no beat up cars, living in trailer houses. And then these guys show up in the summer and start taking them out to fancy restaurants and, our people don't like it. Some of them say, hey, you know what, I don't want your money. But, you know, they come over and start helping out, sucking ass and all that. So, all right, are crying even. Okay, don't cry no more. You can stay, you know. And you know, it's just a shame how our people get treated in this American society. And then these people go out there and live in America and slave for these same people that got all these prisons in the country, the same people that won't use their pen to free Leonard Peltier or activate treaties or try to do something decent. You know, these same racist Americans out there that every year or every election season, somehow they're back in there. Because racism rules. There's more racists in this country, and you can tell when they vote in racist. You know, if this country wasn't racist, there wouldn't be one racist senator sitting in there. There wouldn't be one stupid white man sitting in there that don't even know what the hell a sweat lodge is, don't even know what the hell. Some of them don't even know what a powwow is. They think a powwow is a circus. And maybe some of them are circus, you know. But you know, it's messed up that our people have to witness and go through this.
Adding to that, you know, a lot of these, some of these Washichos, I should say a lot of them, Hasapas, whatever else, believe that a powwow is a ceremony. They think that that's a sacred, something that's real sacred, you know. But, you know, that's the stuff that happens. And a lot of these guys that take advantage of that, like he was saying, are people back home are the ones that are suffering. Yet there's people out here using Tunchi Leonard's, my brother's name, and living high on the hog. Saying, oh, he did this, he gave me this, I could do this. He gave me this, I could do that. And yet, his own kids, his own relations back home, living in, you know, run-down trailer houses, they have to borrow stuff. They don't even have a shower. They don't even have a stove. Mm-hmm. But yet, there's all these people that use Panashi up to this day. To live
it's
high
not
on a hog.
His fault either.
No,
it's
it
not
isn't
his fault.
And that's why I tell people. You know, I tell people whenever he left, all the help that he gave these people, that went with him. It doesn't exist anymore. That's how this Lakota way works, because it was him. He's the one that. So these people claiming that are a bunch of liars. know, that doesn't exist no more. When he left, that all went with him. So these people that have claimed that they have altars from him or sun dances from him and all this stuff, that left with him. That left with him. You know, I'll give you a good example. My cousin up there, my Tanashi up there in Richard Table, Marvin Helper, when he passed on, he didn't leave it for anybody. So they had that 4 years. They buried his ashes right there at that Sunman's ground, and that was the end of it. They put his altar up, shut everything down. There was no more, see. That's how this way works. So when Leonard left, all the stuff that he left or people had of his, that left with him. There's no more. That's how these ways work. And that's why that old man, when Leonard passed away, that old man told him that you guys are just standing here as shells now. He said, I don't know what you guys are going to do. This is a Lakota guy that spoke Lakota. Told him, said, I don't know what you guys are going to do or who you're going to turn to get that help, because that doesn't exist anymore. But he said it in Lakota, so a lot of these people didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you guys are just shells now. Because the guy that made you whole is not here no more. So he said, that's the end of it now. He said, so I don't know what you guys are going to do. That's what he told all those people there. But he's a Lakota speaker. So all these people, like I say, his real relations, his son living by the river, Revolshika, cooking outside, having no running water.
Uh-huh.
You know? Living off the land, the best he knows how. And his dad was a medicine man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should be helping that guy. But nobody cares. All these people using Leonard's name, not one of them will donate anything to that guy. How sad is that? Our own people. You know? And then from what I hear, people went on there, trashed the place, didn't even clean up after themselves. There's a bunch of trash still down there.
I was down there, you go over there, they have all these camps. They got the European camp, trash bags laying all over. All these camps, trash all over. These people didn't get up and haul their stuff out of there. And there's trash all up there by the front gate. And they shouldn't even come back no more. They should stay the hell away. If they can't, you know, I'm just a poor ass Indian, but I empty my trash. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Wherever I go, I empty my trash. I got a little trash bag in my car. I got a little trash bag wherever I go, you know, and I empty it. But these people act like they're civilized Indians.
You know, especially in a place where they come to pray, where there's a place of worship, and they want to leave it like that? Shit, that's a disgrace. Don't even come back around if you're going to do that. You know? Leave it be. You know, if you can't even clean up after yourselves, don't even come back. And don't even use that man's name. You know, it's true. His kids shouldn't be living like that. If you're going to use that man's name, those kids should get something from that. But like that old guy said, once he left, he took everything with him. He said, that's his. That's how you help people. But that help is no more. So I don't know what you people are going to do. That's what he told him. And that's why he said, I don't know who's got his altar, who's going to take it on. But I don't see anybody putting up Leonard's altar. So that means he took it with him. These things are sacred. There's proper ways of handling these things. And a lot of these people are still using his name, trying to be chiefs or run sun dances, sweat lodges, all these things. Trying to be Wakun. No, that doesn't exist. If you're using that man still to this day, cut it out. You know what I mean? When you go down there and pray with some people down there, take your trash out of there. It's not their responsibility to haul that trash out of there. You hauled it there, haul it back with you. I show a little respect.
Do you know, where our dump is? Our dump's way in Carter. It's like 40 miles away from there, 40, 50 miles away from there. And he don't even have a car to, or anything. Even for me, I'd help him, but, we ain't got gas to. You see, this stuff has to be hauled a long ways away. And a lot of these people could have just showed it in their car and took off with them and saw the trash can at Walmart or something on their way out when they did go through towns or whatever, you know.
Take it to Valentine, Nebraska.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other issue is here, what I see is how the indigenous people are responsible for being this way, because most of them people are indigenous. Most of them are like from California, not counting the Europeans, but the Europeans, their leader is half Lakota, you know.
Wow.
Actually, it's my cousin, and his dad was my uncle, you know. Yeah. You know, and they bring these guys over and they charge them, you know, money to come, and they would charge them the pierce and stuff. Charge them to Humblecha, and these people pay it.
Oh my gosh!
And then if they want to stay there, and have a dream, be Heoka or something, they pay for that. But anyway, the point is, get away from that. That's too much crying. I don't want to overcry here. The point of it is, most of these indigenous people there should know better, but our indigenous nation is losing it. And we talk about this all the time. Whatever state you're from, whatever tribe you're from, what the hell is going on with you? You know, that you lost your culture, where you don't respect other places. You don't respect your own homelands, you know? So you go to some other homeland and funk it up.
All these fucking guys,
you know,
big money, sweat lodges,
you know, and the whole thing is, what is going on with the indigenous nation? You know, this radio show for the American Indian Movement, you know, this radio show for the American Indian Movement to represent all the people and be a voice for the indigenous nations. We encourage people to preserve their culture and preserve their way of life. We don't encourage them to join American. We don't encourage them to be Christian. We don't encourage them to go march with the Washitu and their little Rudy Poop protests, you know, to save their government, you know. And the other... And, you know, I seen an argument about the American flag again. And this guy said, yeah, we own that flag. We own that flag. That flag belongs to us. I told him, I said, if you own that flag, go over there to the White House and tell them tear their flag down, because their flag, your flag, you say you own. Go to the military base and tear that flag down because you say you own that flag. Go over there. Let me see you do that if you're so badass. Let me see you go to Ellsworth Air Base and tear their flag down and tell them you don't own it. I own it. Let me see you do that. I'll tell you do that. Don't go run around telling that bullshit story that flag is ours. It's not ours. We won some battles. Our people defeated them in battles. And they say, you know, they took the flag in those battles. But that doesn't mean we now own it, because they're still flying it. They're still flying it. So I'll tell you, Otay, you go over there and make those Washichu quit flying that flag. Don't be running around telling people that's our flag, because it's not. When you're riding with on your motorcycle with that American flag, oh, that's our flag. It ain't our flag. It's their flag. You're flying their flag for them. You're making them look good. You're making them look like the conquerors of the people, you know? And, I turned on of all these lines here, Jennifer, Phillip, Layla, that Wayne was on. I had him on, but he took off. Anyway, you guys are on. A lot of times I turn on your line so, you're not being ignored. You know, if you want to jump in or something, you know, you can't. I'm just saying that, you know, because, you know, some people want to, you know, oh, they're ignoring me, you know. Ain't nobody ignoring me. Your lines are turned on, you know. Even Layla, you hear her laughing around, you know, giggling. She's a good side that I've been lines are on, you know. She's the green light they're on. Yeah.
Hey, Hunty, Rudy Poots that you're talking about, you know, when you think about it, they all say, oh, we own that flag, like you were saying. Why is it that you can't walk up to one of these flagpoles and tear it down if it's yours, see? And yet, if it was ours, we could do that. But, you know, these Washichus, they get butthurt over that, see? Oh, that's, And then these people that claim it, what's in a rag? You know, they stole that from a house up on you, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it doesn't belong to the Washita, it belongs to the house up on woman, you know, that made it. And gave it to her people to fly. That's how it came about. The Washita was over it on it, see? But it's still a rag.
The main point of that whole issue is this. If you're going to preach, better know what you're talking about. That's all I say.
Yeah.
Know what you're talking about. If you're going to say that flag is ours, know what the hell you're talking about. Don't be sitting over there because you think you're a celebrity on Facebook and telling people that flag is ours when they're still flying it at Ellsworth, when they're still flying it at the White House. When they're flying it in military bases all over the world.
Killing people.
You must not know what you're talking about. And you want to speak for me and speak for us? That's what I'm saying. You give an Indian a little voice on Facebook, a little voice on YouTube, and start feeling like a celebrity and starts changing the whole dynamic, the whole structure of our existence. Changing our creation stories. They got a map going around on Facebook telling where all the tribes are from. This tribe is from here. This tribe is from there. This tribe is from there. Now, who the hell put that there? Because we ain't from nowhere. We're from all. We're from the whole country. All of us. Lakotas traveled all down, had sun dances all over. We were spread out all over. You know, you got Ojibwe saying, oh, we're from here, and we ran the Lakota off from our land. That ain't even their land. Where the hell they get that white idea from? You know? This land, before the Washichu came
from
nobody owned it.
That's
we shared
there.
It.
We were visiting, you know, visiting east. You know, Toshi, this... We're from the east. You know, they said that. That's where they, when they first encountered the Native Americans, they said the Lakota people were on the East Coast. So they have that argument, oh, you guys are from the East Coast, which was a bunch of, that goes to show the point that you was just saying. We were all over the place, you know. And that's why me, when we talk about it, I always say, you know, it's the other way around. We went over there. We didn't come from there. We came from here and went over there. See? And that's these Washitos. They say, oh, you Sioux, you guys were from the East Coast in the first. How do they know that? We know where we're from, our history, and where we came from. Our history tells us where we come from. The Washitos don't
you
have
got
that.
These new wave, you got these new wave Amesters telling people, making jurisdictions of where they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, you Lakotas belong in South Dakota. You know, because one time I went down to Texas, yeah. And they're saying, you belong in South Dakota. What the hell are you doing here? You know?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Nobody's telling me nothing because I've been all over the world and nobody tells me I shouldn't be there. So why the hell some little old Rudy Poot Indian that just popped into the American Indian movement last couple of years going to tell me I don't belong in Texas or I don't belong in South Carolina or wherever? You know,
we were all over. Yeah.
We're all over the place. You know. Yeah.
And
we have babies to prove it.
You bet.
No.
That's the truth though. You know, that's what we're saying. These Washitos want to put us in one place only. And that's the mentality of all these people that, oh, you ain't from here, you're from there, you know. Shit. Long ago, like we said, we didn't own nothing. The earth owned us. We were only a part of it. That's why we were the way we are. We knew how to use it. We knew how to survive. It took care of us because we took care of it. Nowadays, look at how all these... Man, look at how our Indian people are. Like you were saying, it's sad to see. Oh, you ain't from here. You know, how do you know that? How come he doesn't walk up to a Washito and tell that white guy that? Why does he have to come up to you and tell you that when he should be telling that Washito dude that? He's more afraid that Washito dude than he is of you because white privilege. He fears that white privilege. I mean, I tell these Peckerwoods where they're from. Put your asses out of here, you know. That's where they become native. Oh, I'm Cherokee. I'm 3/4 Hacksaw or something, you know. And that's how these Washitos are, you know. We're from everywhere.
They always talk about our enemies. How we go to over there in Crow Country and do an EP, you know. We put an EP anywhere we go. We don't say, oh, man, I better not put it here, you know. Can you imagine if we went someplace and then said, oh, man, we're not supposed to be standing here. This belongs to those guys, you know.
Yeah.
Our people never thought like that, you know. But back in the old days, 1,000 years ago, when we ran across another tribe, you know, maybe we didn't speak their language or maybe we communicated sign language. They said, hey, how you doing? Did you see any buffalo around here? Yeah, we seen some over there. All right, well, stay. Don't try to go. They helped each other out, you know. Hey, where's some good fishing at, you know?
Yep.
Go over here to Chase's woman. They got trout, you know.
Yep.
My brother said, go to He Dog. They got giant carp over there. You know,
where you fell in?
We be sharing.
Is that where you fell in?
That 937 line, I keep turning it on and they keep hanging up. You know? All right, gotcha. You know? But you see, my uncle said, when he seen that ugly great pike, he said, man, I would never eat that thing. That's an ugly looking fish. I said, man, you were sure tearing it up yesterday morning. You know? He said, I ate that yesterday morning. I said, yeah, you even complimented, said how good it was. You know? but you see, our people, we weren't like that. We didn't have those kind of jealousies. You know, we were like, welcome, you know, sit down, share.
Yeah.
But the Washichu like to say we're always savages. They like to say we're always killers. We were always thieves, you know.
Crunchy, that's why I told you that story about my grandpa. Remember I told you he headed out 8 years later. He headed out toward the south. 8 years later, he came from the north. And he said he went all the way down to South America, went all the way up to Alaska, Canada. Then he came back down. He had some pack horses with different gifts that were given to him all the way around. They helped him. See?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I heard about that. He went all the way around the earth. Instead of going east and west, he went around the earth, north and south.
Yeah.
You know? And disappeared for like 5 or 6 years and all of a sudden showed back up. 8 years. Oh, came back, left in the south, and all of a sudden, they said, who's these guys coming from the north? And there was them. He said, oh, we ran back into you again, you know?
And he told them, he said, I'm looking for you. He said, but I made nothing but friends. He said, yeah. But it was one of our grandpas that did that. And he said, I made friends all the way around.
Yeah.
All the way, you know? And he came back. And he had gifts from everywhere on those pack horses. He had pack horses.
Yeah. Anyway, we're on the radio show, Tashi. Radio show.
Yeah.
Let's talk to the people. You guys have a barbecue going over there or something.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Invite us to your barbecue since you're having it.
There was never no one easy back in the day because people helped each other. People were together.
Yep.
You know, that hate and all that division came when the Washichus came and they start lying to Indians. Help me do this. I'll give you that. Look at the East Coast Indians. Look at how they stabbed all those Indians in the back and drove them to Oklahoma. Those people trusted those Washichus. And they sided with them to go against other Indians, their own people. And in the end, the Washichu stabbed them in the back.
Yeah, some of them joined the French, and some of them joined the English, you know.
Yeah.
And then when it came down to it, the French and English throwed them out to the dogs.
And against them.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to learn.
That's why you don't help them. You don't help those people, but, you know, you get this modern AIM society. They're trying to get us to join in on American politics, join in on all their political activities, and, you know, when we don't belong there. We don't belong helping those people. We belong helping our people. You know, we got people living in Ushika.
Kunshi, what happened to that indigenous woman that they put in charge of the Department of Interior, whatever she was? Whatever happened, her name don't even show up anymore. You know, she totally disappeared after she got in there. And you don't hear anything about her helping her Indian people.
You know what she did, though? She went around and had them change the names of these towns and rivers like Squaw Valley or Squaw Mountain or Squaw. So she did one little thing, which wasn't hard to do. You know, she could do that right behind her desk, you know. But to go out, you know, the point is she's in a position to do bigger things than change names. Cool. Yeah, we don't like the name Squaw, but, you know, they should got rid of that without her, you know. What she should be doing is getting back on the job of making them understand the land and those parts she's in charge of do not belong to the Washitas, do not belong to the American government.
Return the land, you know.
But,
you know, she's in there. Return the land back to the native people, you know. Whatever national parks, we'll convince the later, you know.
Yeah, she ain't going to do that, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She turned to Washita once she got in there.
Yeah, but, you know, once again, you look on, go to Indians on Facebook, and you see people really admiring her and everything she does, you know, everything she's doing, you know. The Indians, Facebook Indians, they're out there proud to be American.
What was her name? What was that woman's name?
I can't remember now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She fell out, man. She's not doing anything for Indians.
Who's that? Deb Haaland?
There you go. That's her name. Deb Haaland, yeah. You know, she got in there, now she totally disappeared, you know. They made a big old think about her at one time, and she's this, she's native, you know, all this other stuff. Shit, she was swearing on the Bible and everything. You knew then she was the other way, you know. But, you know, it's crazy how these people get into office, you know, and then they, like I was saying, they totally forget about what they said and what they used to get in there. Like a lot of these politicians back home, they use elderly and the kids. Once they get in there, shit, they forget about the elderly and kids. You know, it's all about paycheck. You know, and that's been going on since our real chiefs of long ago passed away. You know, and it's sad. All these guys that I want to be a chief. What are they doing for the people? You know, for the people as a whole. Not a damn thing. But yet they want to be chief. You know, where's their stories about what they did for their people, how they helped their people? There is no more of those stories. There's a bunch of stories about how they stole the money from their people that was given to their people. Look at that COVID money. You know, the Oglalas were supposed to get $30,000. What happened to that? They only gave us $2,500 and forgot about us. You know? They sure know how to rip the people off. That's a promise they should make before they get in there. Kid Rosebud, Pine Ridge, all of them, they're all the same. You know, they're in it for themselves. Not one of them has done anything positive for us yet. Instead, they give the white man everything. Just a little bit ago, that killer gave jurisdiction to the Washitas to come on the reservation and arrest Lakotas. That's not right. That shouldn't even took place. That shouldn't even happen. That's a treaty right that guy gave away. That's a right. That's something that belongs to us that he gave away. And nobody even asked, nobody said nothing to him. He went behind everybody's back and did this on his own because he's the president. And that's how these politicians are. And yet they say, 34 government, the government, that's not our government. Get rid of that. You bring the old system back. Where there was real chiefs, these people did stand for the people. There is none of that anymore. Even American Indian movement, look at what Hershey was saying. Here they are receiving placards from sheriff's departments, probably from the FBI, everybody else, you know. Trying to get in good with Biden and riding Biden or whatever the heck they're calling him, you know. Instead, it's the other way around. He's riding the shit out of them, you know. It's sad, you know. Then they were, I'm Indian, I'm Native, you know, parading around. You know, that's my flag, you know. And like I say, me myself, I got into it over the American Indian Movement flag because they were trying to take it, not sure. I said, hey, leave that alone. That opened a lot of Indian eyes, you know, and it did. You know, things like that are important to us, you know. If it wasn't for the American Indian Movement, a lot of these tribes would be total Washitu today.
Wow.
But that opened, in 73, when the Lakota stood up, it opened a lot of eyes. It woke people up. That's when it was cool to be Indian, see? Be Native American. And now look what they're doing with it. Look at these people that claim to be leaders. Look at how they're acting. They ought to be ashamed of themselves for doing that.
Yep.
They're not even for Indian causes anymore. You know? And like Tanshi was saying, some real Lakotas came out of Canada and asked for an AIM chapter. What did they do? No, you can't do that. You know? What is that about? Those are our people. They should have been more than happy to help those people get American Indian Movement chapter up there. You know, then trying to take chapters away from people. What a disgrace. Washitus love that because that's how they're acting, just like Washitus. Just like I said, they promised these Indians all this stuff. If you help us out, we'll let you keep this. We'll get. So they did. And what did they do? They turned right around. They sided with each other, went against the Indian, took over everything that belonged to the Indian. That's how it is. And yet they want to be proud Americans? I'm not American, me. I'm a Lakota, and I'm a die Lakota, like I always say. You know? And these people saying that I'm American, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, especially Indians that say it, or Native Americans, or Lakotas is what I call them. You know? Those people are the ones that killed your grandmothers, killed your grandfathers, threw babies in the air, used bayonets because they said a bullet was... is a waste of bullet. Little babies, grandmas. And this wasn't too long ago that they did this. And yet they're trying to talk bad about Putin nowadays? Shit, American Washitos are worse than what Putin's doing. Way worse. You know? And that's why I say, people try to condemn Putin. Me, myself, I respect the dude for wanting to take Leonard Peltier. Our brother Leonard, who was framed.
Yeah.
He was willing to take him, but America didn't want to give him up because, he killed two FBI. How do they know that? They were the ones that shot at the Indians first. The first trial proved that. You know? And yet, they want to condemn Putin. Me, myself, I ain't got nothing against Putin. I can't because he was willing to take my brother. You know? Those are things. People got to open their eyes. Look at reality. What's real out there? These Washitos that are lying and stealing your land every day, stealing your Indian rights every day? Or somebody like Putin that wants to defend your brother, Peltier? You know, he's never did nothing to me. It's these white Americans, these so-called Americans that are doing this to me. And then they say, the American dream. Shit, it's a Lakota nightmare. American dream is a Lakota nightmare.
Yeah.
Because they're still stealing from, we give everybody fair shake, fair deal. No, heck no, when it comes to Lakotas, they don't do that to us. They do everything they can to minimize us and steal from us, take our land, minerals, anything. All the houses, all these things that they're living in, those are our materials that they're living in. Do you think they gave us anything? Hell no, they didn't, because they're American. They're thieves. They're liars. My Tunkashla, my grandfather said that. And it's still alive and well today amongst all these Washitos. Look at these politicians. Has Biden done anything for the Indian people, Lakota people? He hasn't done a damn thing. Has a guy named Trump? None of those guys. Lincoln, none of them. But yet they're all proud because he's
They probably don't even know what Lakota is. They probably never heard the name. They know what Dakota is because it's South Dakota. Dakota.
Yep.
She's in Dakota. So.
And let's not forget about Deb Haaland. She hasn't done squat either.
That's what I've been saying. I mean, you. you know, and a lot of these names are trying to change. A lot of these Indian Lakota names.
Yeah, there'll be one. If Biden ever showed up here, that he'll walk out with a Lakota name. You know.
Yeah.
You know. I could think of some good ones to give him. You know. You know. But you know, the bad thing about it, you know, I was see the American is so dominant. The whites and the blacks are so dominant. They don't even realize how that other races are encroaching in their lands. Like five young Mexican kids committed some robberies in Georgia. So they busted them, and right away, those white people, yeah, those Mexicans coming over here, rah, 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 committing these crimes, and blah, 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 that's all it. You know, what the hell? When 65% or 60% of the prisons, are almost 60% of the prison system is white, and 40-something is black, and then the rest is us, Mexicans, et cetera, you know. What it is there's, I looked, and there's 90,000 or 900,000 Mexicans showed up in Georgia in the last 30 years compared to the millions of blacks and whites there. And not everyone in the 900,000 Mexicans are robbing people. Most of them are working in slave labor jobs and doing a lot of other things, you know? And because five Mexican kids robbed some taxi cab drivers, you know, low-life crime, you know, they're blaming everybody. And it's just like they got that thing called culture appropriation. You know, the way the white man thinks about all this stuff is really ignorant. Because, you know, the way they think about it is something kind of like you look at how they think. And in their brain, they say, you know what, why is everybody talking about culture when every culture out there uses somebody else's culture, you know? He said, I find the idea of cultural appropriation as being so oddly absurd. It just doesn't make sense on its face. All cultures have aspects of other cultures in them. And then he says, it's the beauty of human interaction and the constant blending of various cultures. We all do it, he says. History is full of it, and it's been going on forever. Language, religion, food. In other words, he's justifying being racist. He's saying there's not no racism, you know, because everybody's part white anyway. Everybody's part black. Everybody's, you know, Christian, everybody's this. And you see, that's the logic the white man gets when we go over there and sit beside them and speak English. When we go into their church, we show up at their church and kneel down next to them. That's the idea they get. You know, the minute you go over there and show them one inch of sympathy for them, they spin it around and make it look like everybody, that there's no racism, you know, that look at, they're over here in our churches. They're over here in our voting booths. They're running for office. They're on the police force. They're in the military. They're voting. The minute you do that, that whole race of people starts thinking like this guy. This guy calls it beautiful. You know, he calls it beautiful, but really to him it ain't beautiful because he ain't felt the full weight of a bunch of Mexicans in this town yet. Or what would he do if all of a sudden 30 Indians moved up next to him in his neighborhood?
He'd be racist.
You know, what would he do?
Yeah.
You see, he hasn't got to that level yet. So to him, standing on the outside, he's calling that beautiful, that we all blend, the melting pot, you know, because he's probably his last name is Pisto. What a name, huh? Pisto. What's that?
Pisto.
Polish
that,
or
on your toes?
Yeah. P-I-Z-T-O-V, Pisto, you know.
P-I-S-S-T-O-E.
He's not pissed. Yeah, he's not pissed off yet, you know. He's going to get there, though.
Pissed on.
You know?
He's pissed on.
Yeah. Right now, he's pissed on, you know. But,
you know, going back, when you look at it, like when they put these Indians on a reservation and they were going to make them civilized, a lot of these people that needed jobs, that needed help because they wanted their families to survive. The only jobs that were available to these natives, that these Lakotas that, you know, needed help, was either they was a scout or they was Chuksayuha. So you go back and you look at history. A lot of these people that ended up on the reservation, their chiefs, their sons, a lot of them, they were better known as you know, sellouts. That was the only positions they had for them. Was it was either they were scouts for the United States military, or they were cops for the American military. So you look at a lot of these grave markers. Some of them, you know, a scout, such and such. Those were the only jobs that were given to Native Americans or people that were trying to survive, and they wanted them to be civilized. But those were the only jobs available to them. You know, something to do
here's
against their own people. All of them.
Here's a wise lady. A wise lady says, why are they worrying about this? Why are they worrying about this when we are under a threat of nuclear war? Well, we're under the threat of nuclear war because of them, you know? Because
because
what we're
Russia.
Talking about here. Yeah.
Because they lied to Russia. Look at, they were supposed to do away with NATO when the USSR was broken apart. Think about this now. This wasn't too long ago. They promised Russia that they would do away with NATO, the USSR, was done away with. So they agreed to that. And one thing that America did tell Russia was that if we go back on what we say, you could use nuclear nukes. And that's what Putin's been telling them. See, why did they say that if they weren't going to do it with NATO? See?
That's why he says you can't trust America, because every 4 years they change their policy when a new president shows up. You know, they can't
keep
their word, because every 4 years it's something different. You know, 4 years
they're
it's
a bunch
yes,
of liars.
And then 4 years later it's no. 4 years we're going to do this,
even,
and 4 years we're not going to do
it. 4 years. It doesn't even take 4 years. You can't trust them because they don't keep their word to begin with. I mean, look at all the treaties that they signed with us and broke them right afterwards. And then, we rewrote it, and now we're going to take the Black Hills from you because there was gold on there. Well, there was no negotiations. There were no negotiations when the treaties were written to begin with. They wrote the shit down. They handed it to us, you know, gave natives alcohol to get them to coerce them to sign the piece of paper. This is why we say this is stolen land. You live on stolen land.
You know, they made those treaties so they could peacefully run railroads through our country. You know, they figure if they make a treaty with us and make it sound good enough, our people will lay off them, you know, and then they could peacefully run railroads.
And they were breaking it.
And they could peacefully go and take gold in the mountain because they knew we didn't care about gold. So that's why they made them treaties.
And that's
they knew
true.
They wasn't keeping them.
That's absolutely true when it comes to the government dealing with the Western nations. When it's dealing with the Eastern nations, back during the Revolutionary War or the War for Independence from England, the only reason why they wrote treaties is so that they were seen by the rest of the world as a legitimate government, because only a legitimate government in the eyes of all the other countries in the world at that time was that you were able to make treaties and agreements with the indigenous people or other nations. That's the only way. That's the only thing that gave them any kind of legitimacy. And actually, since they broke those treaties, your legitimacy is gone. It's an illegal occupation. This is not a government. I hope that woman is still listening, and you need to go and look at your history.
You educate yourself.
This is not a country. It hasn't been a country. It's never been a country. But if you want to think that it was a country, it hasn't been a country since 1934 when the United States of America went bankrupt, and then they re-registered the name and became a corporation. So this isn't a country. This is a company.
They sell us every day.
Yeah.
And they sell you by your Social Security number. Because up until that point, during you know, when that came about, the Social Security to aid people that were having it rough or you know, were retiring, now I lost track of my thoughts. But this is where it is. Your Social Security number is your ID number to show that you have taken on the responsibility for the United States government's debt. That's what allows them to tax you even more. They're not responsible for the debt. You are. The people are responsible for the debt that these people that we vote for are in office. It's not my debt. I didn't make that debt, and everybody falls into this idea of, oh, we got to get our Social Security card. Oh, I just had a baby. Let's get the baby a Social Security card. That baby's not smart enough to say, well, wait a minute. Don't put me in this debt. Look at your history.
Yeah.
Look at the facts. Those are the facts. Why do you think there was a big movement of people saying that they were sovereign citizens? That's what that movement was about. I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't have a Social Security card. I don't have an ID. I have nothing. I am just a human, period.
Yeah, and once again, those people, those are white people, most of them that chose to do that. And it was a good idea for everybody, but it's like white people are the biggest haters of their own kind, of their own ways. If they don't get what they want, they come up with an idea, and that was one of their ideas. But the government is, you know, is solid. You know, as stupid as they are, they're solid, you know, and it's hard to do anything to them, you know. Those Supreme Court justices, damn, what the hell was that? Was that Bigfoot? It was half of a snore.
it wasn't me. I'm awake.
But yeah, somebody went. You know. Anyway, our people are the smartest people on earth. You know, but
True. They
don't give us credit for it. You know, we're the only ones care about decent things. We're the only ones care about water. We're the only ones care about the land. We're the only ones that wonder what the hell's going on. Like the other day when I was out there and I seen four Terry jets hauling ass across the sky above me. Man, and they were hauling ass about 30,000 feet. They were way up there in formation and hauling ass. They were headed east. So I was thinking, man, them suckers are always up to something, those peckerwoods. You know, they're always up
chemtrails,
to no good. Yeah, those are chemtrails. Mm-hmm. But the point is, they were on their way to do something. They were leaving chemtrails doing something. You know,
spraying shit on us and taking this plane somewhere where they could start bombing somebody again.
Yeah, wow. They were 30,000 feet high.
Okay,
you know, they were way in the hell up there. And they were headed east. And,
hey,
when you...
Tushy, there's something that kind of, you know, speaking of how crooked the Washichus are, you know, just a little bit ago, that Oglala Sioux tribal president, so-called killer, he got together with the state of South Dakota, Nome, and Rapid City Police Department, and he created a cross-deputization where they could go on a reservation and arrest Indians. But yet, the Indian police can't go on the Washichu's land and arrest the Washichu's. You know, and they were all proud of that. He was all proud of that, shaking hands, you know. And that's when Cecilia Firethunder was asked about that in her administration. She told him, go to hell. See, there's a big difference between a guy that tries to be Washichu, acts Washichu, wants to be Washichu, and a woman that thinks, you know, killer just gave away another treaty right of the natives of America. We were the last ones hanging on to that, and now somebody like him that wants to be Washichu did that to us. See, and nobody, it's not even news anywhere, you know, just there where he did it, and he didn't ask anybody, he didn't. Because he's a tribal president, he did this on his own, saying that it's good for the people, you know. Good for who, you know, that's the question.
Well, that's an oligarch.
Now they can do it. Now
that's
they can
dictator,
go any
right
reservation
there.
Rest Indian.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's gone.
That's our people. That's an example, you know. They know how to look good in the beginning and get people's votes. And once they get the vote, they slap their foot on the desk, and then they go around doing what they're doing, acting like a world leader, you know. And that's what they do. That's why when you see these Washichu loving Indians, you don't join in with them. When you see them running around making big promises, you don't join in with them. You know, but our people do that. This Kevin Killer, you know, with his braids and all that, and, you know, having a last name Killer and all this stuff.
Freaky.
Perfect for being a traitor. You know?
Killer of his own people.
Big team.
Yep.
Killer of his own people.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, promising big things. And when it comes down to it, he's selling us out, see. We were the last ones to have that. That kept American Indian movement out of a lot of prisons during that 73. Just that one thing. But yet, he goes away. He goes there, and because he was chosen as a leader, he signed it all the way. Stroke of a pen. Without even confronting the people about it.
That right there should call for his removal. Remove him.
Well, that's, you know, he's got all those.
We'd like to remove the whole thing. But he's got half the council hanging in there with them so they can have a better job or hustle, you know.
Get rid of all of them.
They just passed a law just a little bit ago. It's a federal crime. If one of those politicians feels threatened, any council person on any reservation feels threatened, or if you talk down to them, they could turn right around and put a felony charge on you.
Good.
It's dangerous. See, that's a dangerous thing. But yet they just passed that law. Now it's a federal law. See? So it's a federal law where you can't, if that guy feels threatened, he could press a charge against you, even though he's lying. Dangerous, see?
Yeah, they're doing that too. They're doing that, and
they could sell out all they want, and our people can't take no kind of action against that person, because they could get you as a group of people. They get to charge you all of you for that.
Well,
because they're
like
elected officials.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, you know, we're under their control, and we put them in that spot. You know,
yep.
We put them in those spots, and so that's what happens. You know,
major stuff. Huh?
And that's like the whole country. We can't blame one tribe for the situation of the entire country. You know, and
yeah.
The entire country is like that because look it, everybody thinks like that. Like we was talking about that Ben Barnes, you know, there's a lot of these Indian leaders running around acting like they're better than somebody. I've had people come on this radio show and try to act like they're better than we are because they talk better. And if they don't get their way, they hang up and disappear and go pout someplace and talk bad about it, you know? Yeah. Yeah, they do that.
You know, they don't look at themselves as, hey, Tasha, you know, come and nine.
Yeah.
You know?
And they don't know how to be normal. If they was real Indians, like some of them, you know, some of them would just said, oh, I had a bad day and, you know, let me go back over there and, you know, get it together. And you know what I mean?
You know,
don't be mad.
You know,
at
country,
don't be mad at them.
Country, there's,
you know,
yeah, country, you know, there's something that I'm waiting for. You know, there's all these, the so-called illegal immigrants or these natives, I should say, these Indians from the South down there, brothers and sisters, they come up here. They handle all these jobs that these Washichus, Hassapas, so-called Americans don't want to do to feed the nation. I'm waiting for the United States or these Washichus to say, you need a four-year degree before you could go hoe some crops. You know, I'm still waiting for that. look at our tribe.
Yeah.
You know? Look at our tribe. Anytime there's, you need a four-year degree, you need a two-year degree. They have our people buffaloed. That's why there's no jobs on the reservation.
Yes.
See? Because the Washichus, they don't have anybody to handle it. See? And yet, you know, look at all these people with degrees now. And not, hell, look at McDonald's. You need a degree to flip burgers now, you know, how to handle a spatula degree, you know. And Larry said to spank their ass. You know, but that's how bad it's getting. And they use that. They tested it on native kids. Look at these boarding schools. And then when it's like, now they pay big bucks to get these guys into these torture chambers that we went through. See? Look at the Holy Rosary. Look at how much, to go to Holy Rosary. They're keeping kids out of there now. And before, they used to force us to go to school there or throw our mother and father in jail.
Wow. Yeah.
And now people are begging to get their kids in there, see. It's all backwards now, see. And yet our own people don't even see that. They don't even stand up against it. They're all degrees and what, and yet they turn more. Look at this Holland that we were just talking about. She gets in there. What does she do? Yeah, she might change a couple of names of a lake here or a street there or something. But as far as getting some for the Native Americans, of all the Native Americans, she hasn't done a damn thing. And she's supposed to be be educated, you know. And that's how it is. Washitu's control. If you got to think like them in order to fit in. And me and Tanshi talked about this. She's going to be putting her name on a piece of paper to bomb Russia, you know. And that's how it is.
You got to be
a part of it.
She's already in that cult.
Yeah,
they're
that's what I mean.
In that cult. Mm-hmm. You know,
they're saying,
we
got a native here.
Donated,
we got a native here, so it's okay.
Giving them $300 million worth of weapons, you know. Giving some Nazis $300 million for weapons, you know. And
look at...
You know,
all these fancy weapons.
I was looking at this propaganda video that Philip had, and they said, they're over there protesting. They're making people join the Russian military, and they're beating them and all. And you look at the video, and all those guys are gray-haired and bald-headed. You know, the Russians don't hire old men. They hire 18, 20-year-olds for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know? I had a drummer in my band when I was over there. I had a Russian band backing me up. He was in the Russian army, you know? And they used to let him come be the drummer for it, you know? And you know, they don't have all these rules and all that. But American propaganda is wicked, you know? And they make you believe it. Like this woman was putting on a face when every time she'd say Putin's name, she'd say it with Putin, you know. She would say it with this wicked, turn her nose up and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they do, you know. People don't know what's going on. They don't know how them Russians are getting murdered over there in the Ukraine. And been getting murdered.
You know,
they don't know that.
You know,
easy to jump in on the American side and jump with the Washituans and say, Putin, when Putin ain't even the one. You know, Putin is just a person. They have a government over there that's in charge of what he does.
You know, me myself, I have a problem with that. Because that's what they did to my Tunkashla crazy horse. That's what they did to my Tukashla Gaul. That's what they, right in the face, Sitting Bull. The United States government did that to my Tukashla. Same thing they're doing to Putin. So me, myself, I don't trust that Washington. I don't trust that America. That's what they do. See,
these unmanned
weapons that they, you know, that they're testing and stuff, they're sending all that over to that country. For them to use on these Russians, their own people. You know, these are Russians. They got Russians fighting Russians now, see? They like that. America is the evil country. You know?
And people
got open eyes.
You know, can you imagine that same white lady, if she was back in a time when she'd say, Geronimo, Katie was with an ugly face, you know? That's what they do.
Yeah.
So why do people look at that and believe it? Can't they see stupidity in a face? Can't they see bullshit in a face? You know, why even pay attention to that crap? You know?
You know, all these weapons.
Because
All these weapons of mass destruction are being tested, are being sent over there to get tested. Not on Americans, but Russian on Russian, see? That's how evil America is. It's not money they're giving to those people. It's arms, military arms, armament. They're putting a dollar sign on that. So they're making it seem like a card game where they're giving that guy $500 to play it, you know? No, that's not. It's arms, weapons of mass destruction. That's what they're tallying up and saying, this is how much billions were given to these guys. It's all these modern-day weapons that they're letting these guys test out over there. Drones, you name it, missiles with people's names on them, everything. You know, what, America is an evil country. It's all about killing.
Yeah,
they're still doing it to us here.
It was easy for them to do that to Arafat. Remember, they poisoned Arafat?
Yeah.
But before they poisoned him, they throwed smut on him. And then they blamed the Russians for poisoning him. Just like they did Saddam Hussein and every other Gaddafi and all them, you know.
Yeah.
That was Hillary Clinton, you know, and all of them. They're good in that stuff. So why do people even believe that? You know, I see that news all the time on Yahoo and all that, and I look at it and I just laugh because, you know, like today I was watching a video of some Russian tourists flying across Russia and how they're still living a normal life in Russia. This was just last month, a few weeks ago, this tourism video. The Russians are still have the airports full. They're still traveling around. They ain't coming to America, but they're going to Cuba. They're going to Mexico. I got friends, you know, on Facebook, and they're showing me, they're down in Mexico, you know. One of them said, I'm only like 300 miles, 500 miles from America, but I can't go over there, you know. But they're down there in Mexico enjoying it. They're down in South America. They're all over the place enjoying life, but America makes it look like they're suffering. They're not suffering, you know. Yeah. They got into, whatever Russian businesses that sucked ass to the Americans from the get-go are the ones who are suffering today. But the ones who just ignored American and went about their life, they're doing good. You know, they're talking about how Russia, their airplanes, having them Boeing 777s, they're going to confiscate them. Hell, they're still flying Boeing 777s, Aeroflot, and all that. So you look on the YouTube. You know, it's all a bunch of bullshit. Boeing gonna sell their airplanes to whoever buys them. It don't matter if it's Russia or what.
Highest
they
bidder.
Need the money.
Highest bidder.
You know,
money
they don't
talk,
care.
Don't
it's all, yeah. It's all a bunch of shit, you know. And then this country, look at, they're still using the Russians to take them to outer space. Without the Russians, they wouldn't even be in the space race. You know, they're hitchhiking rides up there, and the Russians up there. So who the hell wants to get on Facebook and start talking about like they know what's going on? That's what I was telling, you know. You look at those guys that they're saying protested, they don't want to join the Russian military. And that's just an old video of a bunch of drunk protesters because they got gray hair, balding heads.
Wow.
Man, some of my friends' son just joined the Russian military, and his cousin joined with them. They said, we're joining because we're gonna defend our homeland. They're not dragging them in there. They got pride too. They got pride too.
Yeah.
They're gonna defend their homeland from this country. So they're joining.
Yep.
And there's Ukrainians jumping ship, joining Russian military because Russia pays them better. You know, but Americans put this propaganda up there like Russians are abandoning their, you know. Anyway, I don't even like to hear all that bullshit. And people that believe that bullshit.
Fuck, I get along good with it.
You know, that's
a bunch of BS, man.
The truth is out there. You look at that tube, and you can see how the Americans took over Ukraine long time ago. They already took it over. They took over Ukraine without firing a shot. They already put the leaders they wanted in there. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
They already run the Ukraine, and that's why they're so defensive over it. You know, that Virginia Newland. Look in YouTube. Virginia Newland said F the European Union. And she said, you listen to the video. She said, don't put them Klitschko brothers in there. And don't do this and don't do that. Heard that Roger Pyatt, he's a United Nations guy. And they were in it with that, what's his name, that Moon from the United Nations. Yeah, they took over the Ukraine already without firing a shot, but they're just not calling it America yet. They put all them leaders in there. That president right now, that's why he's over there being a big shot, because he's put there by American.
American
already took over the Ukraine. They just need to get NATO in there to support it. And that's why they're offended, because Russia knows that, and Russia's trying to get rid of that shit, you know. And it's about time, because they're over there killing Russians. And if you say something about it, you're a traitor, like they call us traitors, you know.
And it's all America, all because of lying.
The whole thing about it is we got to defend our people. And
that's
our people need to see the truth. Our people need to see the truth.
They said that about
if all they do is watch.
Same thing they're saying about Putin. I don't believe fucking.
If
I
all they
Putin
do is watch negative videos, then that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be over there supporting, you know, these poor people, you know. They're not poor at all. The Americans giving them lots of money right now. You know? The Americans
that's
are making
my,
those people millionaires.
That's why I said, Hershey, they said the same thing about Hunkashla Crazy Horse, Hunkashla Sitting Bull, all our chiefs. They said the same thing what they're saying about Putin. They did that to our Hunkashlas. That's why I don't trust these white Americans, you know. They're the biggest liars. Anybody that's willing to take my brother, Peltier, is a damn good guy to me, you know. He's never done nothing against me. As a matter of fact, he tried to do us a favor by taking our brother, you know. But yet, America didn't want it that way. These Washichus, see. Troublemakers, thieves. Everywhere they go, troublemakers, see. And like you were saying, they put those guys in there already, see. To start trouble.
You know, they just released a cop killer the other day. You know, a cold-blooded cop killer. They just released him, a hospital. You know, he was in like 30 years. They released him, you know. And they released another one a while back. Remember a woman and her man, they went. They released him. Yeah.
They released that.
But look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, and
they released guys
who
killed FBI agents.
Framed.
The first trial proved that these Washita guys shot at the Indian.
Anyway, it's time to roll on out of here, you know. And
wow, that was fast.
You know, the whole thing is our people, you know. I don't care. care what yep. they do, them Americans. You know, them Americans want to fly their jets over there and start more stuff. They want to go give them more money. They can do everything they want. But our people need to wake up and start yep. taking pride in their own blood, in their own bloodline, and getting our act together and taking advantage of our land base and start using our wealth to gain more land base, even if we have to spend our own money to get our land back, you know. But, you know, you got like this big fancy, what is that, Shakopee or whatever, tribe there with big casinos, you know. Why don't they buy in land?
American.
You know, we don't care what American. Indian tribe owns it. We don't care what Indian tribe owns it, but why is this, you know? I don't care. You know, if the Americans want to go over and bully Russia, let them have at it. See how long that lasts. They want to, if they're so important to get NATO to surround everybody and try to own the earth, do it. But they call it humanity and defense, like they went and bombed that asteroid the other day. How did they know that asteroid wasn't a live creature? How did they know that
That's
asteroid
right.
didn't have teeth and brain? That asteroid
That's
might have been
right.
a tourist just shooting across, you know, on a tourism, and they're bombing them.
Maybe
they don't know what
the
yep.
what. They don't know what's out there. That asteroid might have, you know, they might have. They might have stung him like a. They might have stung him like a bee, but he might have said, "Man, you know, I'm gonna send a message back. This little blue planet down there is acting up. We need to go down there and find out what the deal is." You know.
Yep.
They don't
know
what's going on.
Maybe it's coming to clear out all this pollution. You know. Maybe it's going to come by and
yeah.
take all this pollution with it that they created, you know? They don't know what the hell's going
yeah,
on.
They can do that, you know? Mm-hmm. But the Americans got to
yeah.
use weapons on everything, you know?
Yeah, they want to kill everything that they don't understand.
Yeah, and like I said, that asteroid, I remember those comets. Remember 96 or something? We were watching
yeah.
the sky shit. I was praying. I didn't look
Killed
at them as comets.
Yeah.
I looked at them as big spirits up there. I was praying. I used to take my chalupa
yeah.
out there and thank
yeah.
them. Thank
yeah.
them for oh, man, we got to go. Hey, Tashi, say a quick
yeah.
one. We got to go.
All right. I'm going to say a prayer, you guys, and we'll call it.
Okay, and you all have a good week, and just remember, you know, and don't you know, like be careful out there because we're not their friends, the Americans. They're still out to get rid of us
yep.
all, and I, you know, they ain't showed one speck of love for our people, you know. So
yep.
Let them be what they do, and our people need to try to gather together and take care of ourselves. With that, we're going to have to head on out, and you guys all be careful.
Train going in from Fargo, carrying my mother back to me. She died last week outside of Fargo, victim of her country's apathy. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more. miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Yeah, hey, 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 hey. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, hey, hey. 35 more. The never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Though they never let me know you, still, you mean so much to me. Now, I wish that I could show you all the love you're never gonna see.